بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about Dajjal and the fitna of Dajjal. There are some important points that we didn't mention, which are well known. For example, every believer will be able to see written on his forehead Kafara, which means kafir. That is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person is Dajjal. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we explained yesterday, said that every Nabi warned his people about Dajjal. Even Nuh alayhi salam warned his people about Dajjal. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will tell you something that the previous Anbiya alayhi salam didn't tell their people about Dajjal. Innahu a'war, he is one-eyed. One eye doesn't mean he's a cyclops, which people misunderstand to think he has one eye in the middle of his forehead. Rather, he will have like two eye sockets, but one eye will be blind, mamsuh. The eyelid will be covering it, totally blind. And the other eye will also have a defect. It will be sticking out like a grape. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, this is a clear sign he cannot be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah ta'ala doesn't have any defect. Allah ta'ala is free from defects. So that is another sign of Dajjal. And then to understand the great test, what a great test it will be, there will be two angels that will be standing on his side. And when he will say that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am your God, the Lord, the Most High, then the one angel will say that kadhabta, you have spoken a lie. But Allah Ta'ala will make it such, no one will hear that statement of kadhabta. So the people won't hear that angel saying kadhabta. The second angel will say sadaqta, referring to the first angel, that yes, you said he is a liar, it is true, he is a liar. But people will take it as the angel said that Dajjal spoke the truth, that he is Allah Ta'ala. So this will become such a great trial. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that till Qiyamah there is no greater trial than the trial of Dajjal. So we keep on making dua, Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so worried about Dajjal that in Mishkat Sharif there is an entire section of Ibn al-Sayyad. There was a person in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was known as Ibn al-Sayyad. He was a very queer, peculiar, weird person. He used to do some strange things. He had the help of the jinnat. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam challenged him and said, okay, if you know the unseen, tell me what I am thinking about. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking about that ayat in Surah Dukhan. So anyway, he managed to just get one part of the ayat. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-dukh, from the word Dukhan, smoke. Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Majid, ad-dukh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very upset also at that time when he was, with the help of jinnat, managed to get something. So anyway, they used to watch him very carefully. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to watch him very carefully and observe him. And there were some strange incidents that took place also. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission, I'll just kill him and then story is over. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he's Dajjal, you won't be able to kill him. Because Allah Ta'ala has made that for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And if he's not Dajjal, then why you want to kill him? It's not your right to go and kill him. So nevertheless, that worry and concern was from that time. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were very scared when they heard about Dajjal. What is going to happen? When is going to come? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that if he comes in our time, if he comes in that time, فَأَنَا حَجِيجُهُ, then I will take care of him. And for us, then we need to read Surah Kahf over and over again. We have been encouraged to recite Surah Kahf on a Friday at least. And if you cannot recite the entire Surah Kahf, then the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses, at least that much we can all do. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on this journey of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of people with copper fingernails. They were scraping the skin of their faces and they were scraping their chest. They were scraping the skin of their faces and their chest with these copper fingernails. When asked about these people, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam replied, These are the people who eat the flesh of others. In other words, they backbite and they speak bad about others. Means dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu, to speak something true about your Muslim brother in his absence, which he would dislike you speaking about him. Something that is a private matter about him, something that he is doing in his individual capacity maybe, and you know about it and you're talking about him. Then even if it's actually backbiting, is if it's true. And then there's another word called buhtan, which is slander, where you say something that is untrue about your Muslim brother. So this is not supposed to be done. Quran al-Majid says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you should not backbite some. Do you like to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother? One sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ نَجَى, what is salvation? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ, just hold your tongue. مَنْ صَمَتَ نَجَى, that person that remains silent, then he will be saved. Quran al-Majid says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, when speaking to people, then speak good words. يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, in another place Allah Ta'ala says, then when we speak, we should speak that which is most excellent. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ, why? This talk will reach the person somehow. Somewhere and some along the way, you'll come to know, and then this will cause disunity and disputes. So to save yourself from problems, disunity, disputes, then avoid this. Today we need to be very careful on social media, that one ghibat is made, and so many people become sinful by listening to that, reading that, thousands and millions of people, and sometimes we made a ghibat on the social media, and how are we gonna take it back? Because that thing went viral, for example, hundreds of thousands of people saw it, they viewed it, so we should be very, very careful that we don't get involved in this, because the punishment is very severe. Allah Ta'ala give us hope.